Most of the inmates on North Carolina's death row have been living in harsh conditions for decades, and a new report from the Center for Death Penalty Litigation argues that by today's standards, many of them don't belong there. Rebecca Martinez has more.
Tough on crime was the mantra of the 1980s and 90s, and North Carolina courts followed suit, sending dozens of convicted murderers to death row. Gretchen Engel is with the Center for Death Penalty Litigation in Durham.
The problem that the report raises is, what do you do with the rat in the snake's belly, right? You've got all these people who were sentenced to death in the 1990s who, if their cases were to come up now, they likely would not face the death penalty. And if they did actually go to trial in a capital case, it's unlikely that the jury would sentence them to death.
Only one person has been sentenced to death in North Carolina over the past 4 years. Engel points to several factors for the drastic drop, including a raft of reforms in the early 2000s that reflected increased understanding of how cases were impacted by mental illness and intellectual disabilities, forced confessions, and incompetent public defenders. Life on death row is rigid, with restrictions on an inmate's movement, work, and educational opportunities. Engel says a few have had their sentences commuted to life in prison.
The things that they notice are, wow, I got to be outside and I got to see the stars. Wow, I got to turn on and off the light by myself, rather than have that be controlled from some central control booth.
The central finding of the CDPL report is simple. A person convicted in the 1990s faced harsher punishment than someone convicted of a similarly heinous crime 20 years later.
And so in terms of moral culpability, those two people, 1995 and 2015, are equal, and yet one of them is being subjected to execution and the other is not. And that is an unfairness that, as a fair society, we can't tolerate.
Death penalty reform is a tall order in North Carolina. Republican leadership in the General Assembly has shown no appetite for it, and neither have Democrats like Governor Roy Cooper and Attorney General Josh Stein. A 2013 Elon University poll found that 61% of people in the state favored the death penalty. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.